The Six Nations has kicked off and we had three enjoyable games for various reasons. Springbok fans would have had an eye on each of these games, but also for various reasons. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the goings-on of the first week of games in the 2025 Six Nations. Let's start with the one that was most important from a Springbok perspective, Scotland versus Italy. Why, you might ask? Well, because we are playing Italy in July, and I know that Russi is watching them closely, and I want to watch them closely too. What did you think of them? What did I think of them? Let's discuss. Well, they were beaten 31-19 for starters, which I think was expected if we're honest with each other, but they were very spirited. I would say the biggest takeaways for me from the Italians was that they have a strong scrum. I was actually really impressed by that element of their play. Danilo Fischetti, a powerful scrummager, someone who I was very impressed by in that match against the Scots. But also, the manner in which he competes at the breakdown, you don't really see that very often from a prop. So that was really nice to see from Fischetti. Their captain, Michele Lamaro, I thought he had a very good game. He showed why he is such an important figure for the Azzurri. And Lorenzo Cannone, he was another man who I thought was very good in that match. In the back line, I told you before how I admire Ange Capuozzo. I thought he had a fairly quiet game, but that's also the nature of it. I think if the ball doesn't make its way to the wings, it's very difficult for them to have much of an influence on the match. I think of Brian Abana, who was a man who went to go and look for work. And not everybody does that. Not every international wing is of the caliber of a Brian Abana, for example. Nevertheless, in the backline itself, I thought that the players who made the most impact were undoubtedly Nacho Brex. We spoke about him, Juan Ignacio Brex. We spoke about him in my video that I did before the Six Nations began, when I explained why I thought it would be a good idea for us Springbok supporters to keep an eye on Italy during these Six Nations.
Out of the line and took his opportunity. This match of glorious insanity continues.
Brex, very good game he had. And then his partner in midfield crime, Tommaso Menoncello, another player who I thought had a good game, someone who caught the eye. We know all about this guy by now. He's been around a while. Tommaso Allen, John Allen's nephew, who appears comfortable taking 50-meter kicks. So that's something that Russi and the boys will be keeping an eye out for as well. Give away a penalty on the halfway line. Allen's going to secure 3 points for the Italians, so keep an eye on that. But except for their never-say-die attitude, which shows tremendous character, I didn't see anything else from them that should worry us come July. It'll be very interesting to see how they go against Wales this coming weekend. That's the one game in this year's Six Nations that I think that they are going to win. Probably the only one that they're going to win, but let's see what happens. As for Scotland, I'll say they attacked very nicely. I know they gave man of the match to Hugh Jones, and that's what happens when you score a hat-trick. But for me, Rory Dodge was their best player. Will he wear the 7 jersey for the British and Irish Lions in July in Australia, I wonder? They're a dangerous team, and I still think 3rd is the best that they can finish in this tournament. And it's going to be between them and England for that title. Speaking of the English, they showed they are a good team, but maybe not very good. See the distinction. They're good, but they're not very good. I think Italy are also in that bracket. Good, but not very good. But by the same token, you'd expect England to beat Italy fairly comfortably at the moment. Having said all of that, I watched the match in Dublin. I mean, I wasn't personally in Dublin, but I watched the match that took place in Dublin between the English and the Irish. And I thought that the English gave Ireland a hard time, it has to be said. But in the end, the home team were just too good. And that is the mark of a top side. They find a way to win. I know that by most accounts, Ireland seemed to not quite be where they were 6 months ago or a year ago or that 2023 World Cup. There were signs of vulnerabilities in the November test matches. Again, we saw it in Dublin against England. They weren't quite what we've come to expect. I think that a lot of that, maybe not in November, but certainly right now, you can put that down to a little bit of coaching, inconsistencies. Remember that Andy Farrell is not currently coaching them. He's obviously focusing on the British and Irish Lions tour coming up later this year. So they've got a temporary manager or coach, I beg your pardon. I'm thinking in football parlance here for the time being. But the point being that they are a top side, and top teams find a way to win. They're excellent at finding solutions to problems. Ireland really are. But you know which other team excels at solving problems in world rugby? The Springboks. Something else a lot of these Northern Hemisphere teams did in week one in terms of emulating the box is the 6-2 bench split. That's right, folks. England, France, and Italy all did it. What an outrage. I mean, it's not illegal, but is it ethical? Is it in the spirit of the game? Check this post on X from Dr. Rassi Erasmus. Love it. So let's talk about the French and the Welsh quickly. Antoine Dupont was excellent and credited for 3 assists. Even though the one pass was so forward, it looked like an NFL pass. But we're not allowed to say anything because then we're bitter and whiny sappers. Nevertheless, Grégory Aldrit was named man of the match, by the way. It was a strong France against a weak Wales, it has to be said. And here is confirmation of the results from week one for you. France, 43-0 against Wales. I must be honest with you, I don't think it was an excellent France or a woeful Wales. I just think it was a very good team against a very weak team. And that's what happens when you put those two elements together. Scotland 31-19 over Italy, who you might say didn't deserve to lose by 12 points. Then again, Scotland should never have allowed Italy back into the game. They dominated for much of the match. And then the next thing you know, it was 19-19. And then Ireland winning a bit of an arm wrestle against England 27-22. But I think the Irish were always just that one step ahead. And here's next week's fixtures for you. Italy versus Wales, that one in Rome. And that's the one that the Italians are targeting. That is the match that they have to win in this year's Six Nations in order to get a win. I don't see them winning any of their others. The other fixtures for me is them just trying to improve and putting on a good showing. England versus France, La Crunch, they used to call it. I suppose it still is. And then Scotland, Ireland, that should be a good one in Edinburgh. So tell me what your thoughts are on the first week of the Six Nations in 2025. Let me know in the comment section down below your thoughts. Now, guys, just quickly before I go, I want to tell you quickly about my Patreon page. It's an opportunity for you to sign up as a patron, and you will also get the opportunity to make a small monthly donation to my channel. It starts from $5 per month. That's US, not Zim. And the reason that I want you to hop on board as a patron is, well, firstly, I want your support because I would love to do this full time, but also I want to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you with daily content from Down Under. So this is your opportunity to hop on board and help me out on that front. And there are great benefits for patrons. For example, you get your name appearing in my videos. There are options on the higher tiers where we get to like $25 per month, where I'll write you an ebook on one of your favorite players. We can have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss matches and tactics and that sort of thing. And it would be great if you are willing, you can head on over to my Patreon page. The link is in the description area below, and I look forward to your company next time.